Welcome to Annunciation with Father David. Father David is the priest at Annunciation Greek Orthodox Church in Decatur, Illinois, where every week people are connected to the ancient wisdom of Orthodox Christianity. Here is Father David.
Christ is in our midst.
Jesus always shall be.
Good morning. While I was at the National Clergy Lady, one of the workshops that I was blessed to go to was about missions and evangelism. And one of the speakers was a representative of the Department of Missions and Evangelism from the Metropolis of San Francisco. And they have a program in which their goal is to found new churches every couple of years. And over the last, I believe, 10 years or so, if my memory serves me correctly, they've built 23 new communities, and only a pair of them are currently without full-time priests, which is an amazing accomplishment. And I want to talk about their mission statement and their philosophy about building churches in context of our parish and in context of today's gospel reading. Today, Christ tells us that you are the light and that we should be like a city on top of a hill, not to be hidden. That we should take our light and put it on a lampstand so that the whole household can be lit. Now, if we think about what our church has accomplished over its lifetime, since its founding in 1927, we have accomplished a lot of things. This building has been built, an extension was put on. The communities in Springfield, in Champaign, in Peoria were founded by members of this parish. We have done many great and wonderful things. However, since the day I became a member of this parish, one of the focuses that we have had is keeping the doors open, because that has been where we have been, sort of on that edge, trying to make sure that we're still here. And if we think about that in context of a flame, a lamp, and you don't have a lot of oil, or you don't have a lot of tinder, you're going to keep that flame pretty small. And in a world where we have lots of wind, and storms, and rain, we're going to try to protect that flame. And so we're going to be covering it up. We're not going to be on top of that hill, throwing fuel on that fire so that it burns brightly regardless of the wind, regardless of the rain. And truth be told, that's where we are. We are not living up to this proclamation of Christ. We are not being lights to the community around us. We are not putting our light on top of a hill so that the whole world can see. If we think about it, the thing that we are most famous for in this community is Stars Over Athens, not the fact that we are Orthodox Christian. And so therefore, I think it is necessary for us to change our thinking. That rather than being a community that tries to keep its door open, I think we need to take a step back, go back to 1927, and think of ourselves as a mission church rather than as an established community. And we need to adapt to this mindset. And to that end, the Department of Missions and Evangelism of the Metropolis of San Francisco has a founding parish philosophy, so that when they go out and they say there is a need for a parish here and we have people who are willing to work to found this parish, here are the five things that we must understand as paramount. Number one, at the center of the parish is the Eucharist and the other sacraments and services. What we're doing here today needs to be the number one top priority of the community. And we need to understand that coming on Sunday isn't enough. If taking the Eucharist and having the services of the church are the number one priority of this community, then that means that we need to be coming to other services. We need to be making time in our lives to come during the week, to do weekday liturgies. We have an opportunity coming up in August that every night we will be doing the Paraclesi service. They're normally very lightly attended. I would like to see a lot of people attend this year. Beautiful services. And the music is readily available. So it's not like you have to sit there and do nothing. You can go on your iPhone, on your tablet, get the music right in front of you and sing along with it, with the chanters. We have every single Sunday an opportunity for you to experience the services of the church and the fact that there is an Orthros service before there is a divine liturgy. And that Orthros service is beautiful. Those who come know, and those who come learn, because it is a rich and beautiful and wonderful service. And on an average Sunday, because our chanter is so efficient and so knowledgeable now about chanting the Orthros, we generally end a few minutes early, and the parish council has asked me to make sure that the Divine Liturgy starts at 10 o'clock, not earlier, so that people have some sense of regularity. Well, in order to fill that time, we have opportunities to learn about those very services that we're trying to make central to our life. And we'll get back to that later in this list. Number two on this list, this founding philosophy, is that the parish will be funded 100% by stewardship. Let me say that again, because this is very important. The parish will be funded 100% by stewardship. Over the last couple of years, stewardship has been around 60% of paying for all of the various things that we need to run the church. And over the last 4 years or so, that has dropped down to about 50%. So we're a long way off from this goal. This is why this is important, because Christ tells us, we show the world, we teach by doing. And if our commitment to this church is only such that we fund about 50% of what this church needs, what does that say about our faith? What does that say about who we are as Christians? It means that we're nominal. Even though I wouldn't describe some of you as nominal, we as a community are nominal. Because we can't say to the community at large, we're paid for. Everything that we do, every penny that we raise, is above and beyond running the church. That says a lot about the vibrancy of this community, about the focus of this community, and about who we think we are. This brings us to point number three. Fundraising will be for the building fund and for philanthropy. Every year, year in and year out at the General Council, we hear from the priest and we hear from the parish council that we don't really have a budget, and we haven't had a budget since I've been here. And the reason we don't have a budget is because of point number two. We're not 100% funded by stewardship. And because we don't have a budget, we cannot allocate money to doing ministries. We are stuck waiting for things to break down. We are stuck waiting for emergencies in order to fix things, to sort of maintain, make sure those doors are open, rather than being forward-looking and saying, we will have this amount of money for a youth program, this amount of money for an adult education program, this amount of money for bringing speakers in to further our education about Orthodoxy. We don't have that ability because we're about 50% on stewardship. We don't have a budget because we're waiting for emergencies and we're just scraping by. And again, if we are to teach the world what it means to be an Orthodox Christian, how is it possible for the world to know who we are if we're just busy keeping those doors open rather than getting out into the world, encountering people, showing people our almsgiving, showing people our philanthropy, showing people our love of this community through various ministries that we fund above and beyond our stewardship. And this then leads to an entire philosophy change when it comes to Stars Over Athens that needs to happen. Right now we see Stars Over Athens as that stopgap that takes care of that 50% that we're not taking care of through stewardship. That means that we're doing it wrong. Stars Over Athens needs to accomplish two things. Number one, it needs to fundraise for ministries, for philanthropy, for a building fund. And number two, we need to change our philosophy of how we view people who come into this church. Whether they come into this church as guests for Stars Over Athens, or as people who clean the floors or spray for insects, we need to see every single person who walks into this building as someone who wants to be an Orthodox Christian. Because they're coming here for a reason. God has brought them to this building for a reason. And that reason is for them to have an opportunity to learn about us, learn about their own faith, and learn about the possibilities that that faith has within Orthodox Christianity. Every single person who comes into this building needs to be seen as someone who wants to be Orthodox. Which leads us to number four. Our main educational focus will be on our adults, not the kids, on the adults. And the reason for that is that our adults, especially parents, need to be equipped to be the full-time catechists of their own children. I've run into this time and time and time again, where I've tried to offer ministries and parents don't have the time. Parents have to take their kids to track or basketball or hockey or whatever it is. We have tried last Lent, we had the passport books. Those passport books sort of fell flat. They didn't fulfill their potential because, parents, you weren't helping your kids learn from that experience. It was something given to you to teach during the week, not for me to do on Sundays. I was there to back you up, but you were the primary movers and shakers of that little project. And so therefore, we need to have a mentality that you, the adults, are going to be the primary learners and the primary educators of both our kids and the next generation, as well as every single person who walks in this building. And therefore, all youth ministry, all the stuff that we do with the kids, needs to be seen and viewed as a partnership between the adults and the youth. Because who are going to be the people teaching those youths? You, the adults. Because to me, I only get these kids for 5-10 minutes a week. I can't compete against TV, video games, the school districts, sports. How can I compete against that unless you, as parents, as adults, are teaching every day? This leads us to number five. We will try to foster another parish before we reach 200 families. This is where the rubber hits the road, because we need to understand our role and we need to understand who we are. Because if I ask you the question, where is church? I would be embarrassed if the answer that I got, because it meant that I wasn't doing my job, was here. This isn't church. This is where the church gathers. And when you go home, there's, for most of you at any rate, two or three gathered who agree on who Christ is. He is there. The church is there. So you need to act as church at home. And Christ commanded the church to go forth and baptize all nations in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. That means our attitude is that we are indeed going to get to 200 families. That has to be our mindset. Because if we stay as we are and just maintain, and this looks good enough, in less than a generation, we won't be here. Decatur, Illinois, over the last 8 years or so, has been the hardest hit community in the entire country when it comes to jobs and the economy. If we think for a moment that we are going to be able to maintain ourselves simply by having children grow up in the church and stay here, we're fooling ourselves. So we need to have that missionary mindset that we're going to get to 200 families, not just maintain what we have now. And we do that, again, going back to Christ and what he tells us today. You're the light. We need to shine brightly on the top of the hill and let all of Decatur know that we're here. And we do that by funding this church and its business 100% by stewardship, which means each and every one of us needs to think about what we can give up in order to double what we already give, so that we have the means to do ministries, to get our people out there interacting with people around us, loving them, showing them how awesome it is to be an Orthodox Christian, of seeing everyone who comes into this building as someone who wants to be Orthodox. And we will get to 200 families. And if we're doing things right, and we're having stars over Athens, and we see that as a way to start a building fund, sometime down the road in the next 10 years, we will be buying property. And we will be asking the bishop to come down and send us another priest so that we can have two Orthodox churches in Decatur, Illinois. Because we will have a need for two Orthodox churches in Decatur, Illinois. That's the goal. That's what we need to do. So therefore, starting today, I want every single one of us to understand we are a missionary church. We are a light up on a hill, and we need to shine brightly so that Decatur can know who we are, know who Christ is, and know what and who the Orthodox Church is. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of ages. Amen.